Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 68. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Feller.
And today is September
6th.
Why is it gotta be like that?
Because you'd be like, today is September something, something, something.
I said it in our other podcast.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm jumping in.
The point after.
I'm jumping in. Swoop.
The point after.
Swoop in for the kill.
As usual, we will be talking about whatever we want.
We're going to do that.
Tech news related, and Matt is here to talk about movies since it is the first Thursday of the month.
It's the first Thursday of the month.
Hold that thought 1 second.
That going to be my new jingle?
Hmm? We've already done that one. We were gonna remember when you were going to do one?
I know, but you've just created one.
What did I just create?
You just sang. It's the first Thursday of the month.
Yeah, that's a little Bone Thugs throwback there for you.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I have...
You're gonna meet me at the crossroads.
I love that song.
That was a good one. I think that's the only Bone Thugs and Harmony song I know.
Really? I bet you've heard more than that.
I probably have heard other ones, but...
What's the other big one?
Anyway, so as usual, we'll be discussing whatever we want. And
these are the days of our lives. That was the other one I was looking for.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it's called.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I YouTubed it. But it's owned by Google, so technically Googling?
Technically, I used a Google search algorithm.
Anyways.
Moving on. We have a lot to get to through today.
So we're just going to be like, pow, 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 pow.
I don't know if it'll be like that necessarily, but...
Well, probably.
To start out the week, there was an announcement that like a million Apple UDIDs were released into a pastebin file that were hacked by anti-sec.
Yep.
Supposedly from an FBI laptop.
Yep.
The FBI claims they don't have any Apple has come out and said they didn't have it wasn't from them,
and Apple came out and said shenanigans.
Apple said, you know, we've never given out any of these, and they are phasing them out in iOS 6. There won't be UDIDs any longer,
but iOS 6 leaves out a lot of devices,
older devices, right?
Yeah, so even if they have, like, how many did they claim they had? Was it
like a million? I think. Oh, like the FBI had?
Yeah, because I think
like
they said they had...
Like 34 million or something?
Yeah, because they said they have all of them, and that this was just like a initial, like a, hey guys, look what we got.
I don't know if they had them all, or if they just know that the FBI has that many, or but the FBI is claiming they don't have them. I don't know. It's all craziness. Who knows what's really happening, but most people say just you shouldn't even be worried about it.
Don't be scared.
Because they just have your IDs. They can't really do anything with them. Although they did say some contact info may or may not have been taken as well.
That's what I was going to say. I know they said that there was other
but
stuff.
But there are a lot of other ways to get said items, right? I mean, Matt's hacking your stuff all the time, taking your contact info, so... You never know what's up with that kid, right?
Yep. That's me.
Do you have anything else you want to say about those hacks?
Silly apples.
Do you have any other hacks you want to talk about? While we're in the hacker-related items, I don't think there's any other hacker news.
I don't think there's anything, like, that was, like, when that one came over, I was like, actually, the Pirate Bay founder got arrested. They extradited him from Cambodia?
Yeah, Cambodia, that's right. I saw that, too.
So I haven't heard
anything. So much for his flying airship, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was 12, yeah, anti-sec has 12 million. Apples.
Oh, so my 36 was high.
Yeah.
By 10 million.
That's right. Or 24, but who's counting?
I said 36. You said 26.
I said 12.
Oh.
That's close. Really, really close.
Moving on.
Anyways.
So there was 3 big announcements in the last 2 days.
We might as well skip the first one, because nobody really cares.
So, no, Nokia.
Nokia.
As the Europeans call it.
Hi.
They're like...
Nokia?
Yeah. They're like Finland.
Hi.
they announced the Lumia 820 and 920 with Windows Phone 8, of course. 4.5-inch displays. I think they had the PureView cameras, supposedly. And they had a really cool video for it, but it turned out it was fake.
Shenanigans.
Everyone called them out on it. Hey, that video's fake. Then they did release an apology later that day and said, oh, yeah, you're right. We're faking it.
Well, it's like, and they were, like, they weren't straight up about that. They were like, oh, actually, it was more just showing that we are, like, stabilization. It wasn't actually using the peer view. And it's like, right. And, yeah, lots of tech people were like, yeah, other people do the same thing, and that's fine. But they come out and say, FYI, this isn't really shot with this camera, where they right. were trying to be a little sneaky. But yeah, the 920, what did you say, the screen size?
4.5 inches.
Yep. Did you give all the specs already?
Nope, that was it.
1.5 gigahertz, dual core processor, a gig of RAM, and they come, I didn't catch if it's, if there's two different versions for size, but I know, I think the base one is 32 gigs of storage inside, so.
I think that's it.
Is that it?
I think there's just one version. Maybe, because they also did the 820, which is a different phone, yep. but a lower-end version. The 920 will be the flagship phone for Nokia, at least.
For sure. And it looks nice.
It's very photo-based. It's all about taking pictures, that type of thing. They're really toting their new camera and the ways to take it and whatever. You know, different colors, yellow, red, and white. It has wireless charging, which is kind of cool, I think.
Yep.
Interesting use of the technology. It's NFC enabled.
Well, think how much easier, like, I can't wait till all of my devices are wireless. Where it's like, I just, like, when I go to bed, I just make sure they're sitting on my nightstand.
Right. It's already nice, like, and I mean, I know Android's been like that for a while, but Apple, when they released iOS 5, it's like, you know, no more cords. You don't have to hook it up to your computer, and that's already been a huge
yep.
nice thing for me, anyway. Like, it's nice that it backs up every night when it's plugged in to iCloud, so I back my phone up every night, you know, wirelessly. And so the next step is only the logical thing is to be a wireless charging, which I do not think will be in the next iPhone, but or an Android really anytime soon either. But it's good that Windows is, or Nokia at the very least, not necessarily Windows, but Nokia only makes Windows phones. So as Todd could probably tell us all about, right?
Yeah,
but they can change the bodies. They have different colors. You can change them, the backs.
Sounds off.
Obviously, it's not.
It's all the way down.
It's definitely not all the way down, kid. Did you not hear those notifications twice now?
All the way down.
Did you just turn it down?
No, it was already all the way down.
Mike, teach Mine's him how around. To do his notifications.
Anyway.
He's effing kid.
So, yeah. It's his first podcast. Nice cameras. No pricing, no carrier, release date. No release date.
Go team.
Way to have a good... I mean, Steve Ballmer was there. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm Steve Ballmer. I'm crazy. That was about it. Nokia, whatever. I mean, the phones look nice. Don't get me wrong.
I think they look nice.
They look awesome. And I'm intrigued by Windows Phone 8.
I was going to say. Two things. I got two things. Okay. One, Adam... Yeah. is switching from iPhone, and he's going to Windows Phone.
Nice.
He's had enough. And it kind of makes sense, like, because he's doing a
what
lot
do you mean
more...
he's had enough?
Of not having, like, basic, like, Windows-based applications easily accessible. So, he is getting a new Windows Phone, and I don't know what he has decided yet for
that. The 920. Seems like the best bet right now.
Right.
And who knows when it's coming out or how much it costs, though. Or what carrier it'll be on.
And I was wrong. I think Windows has a legitimate shot in the phone market now.
I mean,
I think they have. If BlackBerry keeps failing, I could see corporate places going
Windows instead of Android or Apple. Right? Yep. No, I agree. I think it's still going to be a hard road for them.
Definitely.
But I think they're moving in the right direction at the very
least.
Well,
it's the fact that they're moving forward.
Right.
You know, they're not like I feel like BlackBerry's stuck in such a rut that.
And they've got
bad press now.
They showed a few cool accessories. They had a headphone thing that worked wirelessly, like a pair of headphones that were exclusive. They had a JBL sound system that worked, I don't know if it was via the NFC or however, but it was completely wireless, and it took them like 3 tries to get it to connect. But I mean, you know, it's a demo. Things are bound to go a little wrong.
And they said that it's like some of the stuff isn't what would be on the final result phone also. So right. It's like, because, and it's running Windows 8. So it's like, I'm sure there's still stuff that they're...
Is that flyback? Are you freaking out about it again? Is that what's happening?
It's super fast, too.
Yeah, it's like on speed. I know. Or something.
Anyways.
So overall, it looks cool, but I mean, honestly, if you're going to have a, if you're going to show a phone or you're going to have some sort of announcement, have a set price, have a release date. That's all I'm asking for. Give me the real details that I want.
Exactly. Well, that's all just, that people want to hear. Nobody
like,
else.
Just like the Surface. We still don't know anything about that. And Windows 8 is launching at the end of next month. Like, it's not far away. But in general, that's the Nokias. They had Windows Phone 8 people, whatever. HTC and Samsung will obviously also have Windows Phone 8. And now Randy has not killed the fly, but has destroyed his kitchen and nearly put out a light. And the fly is still alive. And now I'm a running commentary for a man versus fly episode. I think he just fell to his doom into your cookingware.
That's fine.
You'll eat him later, but at least he won't be flying around bothering you.
Well done, sir.
The next announcement. Do you have anything else? Do you have anything else you'd like to say about Nokia?
I gave my apology.
Your apology?
Yep.
Okay.
They've got a chance. That's as good as an apology gets from me right now.
So, the fly's on crack. It probably is. So then the next announcement of the day was from Motorola. They announced their 3 new phones, basically relaunching the Droid series for the next year. The phones are the Droid Razr HD, the Droid Razr Max HD, and the Droid Razr M. Which, now let's take a step back and think about the fact that Google now owns Motorola. But yet they're not putting the most up-to-date Android version on these phones. They're only putting 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich, not Jelly Bean. They're also still skinned and do not run native Android.
Okay, I'll let you finish because you're talking specs.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's... It's just...
I was just going to say, it's like, I have... Because Google hasn't owned Motorola for a long time.
Right.
So these phones had to have been in development prior to Google going, hey. Like, I feel like there's like...
I agree.
Like, Motorola's last dying wish kind of thing. They're like, phones.
But how hard do you think it would be to put...
Not hard.
Okay. I mean, not when, hard. When you have Google across the street.
Right.
You just take some guys, send them on over, take the bus over, guys. I'm sure there's like a little bus that runs around campus.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't think they've moved next door quite yet, but you know, the idea is. They do, however, have Chrome built in, which I think all Android phones should anyway, but...
Nobody knows if it works really good, though.
Because it didn't... It failed completely during the...
during their demo.
During the demo, which they claimed was due to Wi-Fi. It's also funny that the Droid has a strong allegiance with Verizon. Motorola and Verizon are strongly together, and it's funny because later one of the presidents of Verizon came out, and she's like, don't worry, it wasn't our 4G that failed, it was the Wi-Fi here. That was like the first thing she said when she got on stage. So, again, they announced 3 phones and only gave a launch date of one of them, which was September 13th.
I know the HD.
And you could pre-order them now.
I know the HD. I didn't catch the Max. The Max, so it's like top to bottom. It's Max, HD, and then the M.
No, it's Razr HD, Razr Max HD, and then the M.
That's top to bottom?
I don't know. I would assume the Max has to be on top.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because its name is the Max HD.
Right.
It's just silly names, but...
Anyways.
So...
I know they claim 16 hours of talk time off of that.
Which seemed absolutely crazy. Is the entire phone battery?
That's, like, it honestly... 16 hours of talk time?
It's a 4.7-inch screen.
I forget what my 1S claimed. I want to say that was 8.
Yeah.
7 or 8. And, like, I mean, I get more than a full day with my average
and
use.
And it has LTE, which, I mean, that seems crazy, right?
I didn't see... They didn't... I didn't catch what they said, what kind of screen it was, if it was OLED or if it was...
It is, I just looked at it, it is Pentile, AMOLED H, Super AMOLED HD.
So it is super, too. So it's got, so I mean...
And it's 1280 by 720, both of them. These are the specs on both of them, the HD and the Max. Yeah, the M is a lower model, it's going to have smaller everything.
Because I think the HD and the Max HD, I think that I... From looking at them, they look like they're the same phone, so I don't know if it's going to be similar to when the Razer came out, when they had the Razer with the upgraded battery pack.
Like,
if it's
even
something
looking
similar.
At the things here, maybe I don't Todd even... knows? Like, I'm looking at the details, the specs, right next to each other in this comparison, and I honestly don't even see that. A few little things that are different, but... They both have Bluetooth 4.0. They both have NFC. They both have mobile hotspotting.
They look like nice phones.
They both have 1.5 gigahertz dual core processors. They both have a gig of RAM.
Let's just ignore the M. Nobody really cares about that anyways.
Right, that's why I've stopped talking about
it.
Fair enough. The Razer HD has only 16 gigs and the Max has 32.
Gotcha.
And they both have spots for micro SD cards, which could also go. And they both have 1.3 front camera and a 8 megapixel back camera with 1080p video.
1.3 is not enough in the front anymore.
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just saying as well. I think they need they need to be at least 1.8 at this point.
Everything else looks exactly the same. Did you know the Galaxy S3 has a barometer built into it? That's crazy to me.
That's awesome.
I know. It is.
They're we've got some extra room inside here. What should we do?
There's just giant comparison of phones, and the only thing that's different in any of the sensor sections of any of them is the barometer in the S3, and I'm like, it's weird. But yeah, the HD quoted use time, 32 hours.
Isn't that crazy?
3,300 milliamp. Battery. I think that's what that is, milliamps, right? M-A-H. Milliamp hours. Yeah. But, so, that's Motorola. Again, I'm sure it'll be on Verizon because a Verizon person was there, and because that's what Motorola does. But no release date, they said, by the end of the year, and again, only running Ice Cream Sandwich. Just seems crazy. How do you not put it on a phone? And that Motorola also announced that they will be updating all their other phones to Jelly Bean, or was it Ice Cream Sandwich, by the end of the year. And if you can't update, you get $100 credit to buy another Motorola Droid phone.
Which, that's awesome.
It is cool, but it's kind of hey, our phones aren't going to update, but we'll give you another one of our phones that won't update in a year.
That's the number one reason why I didn't go back to Motorola. I loved my phone when I first got it. But
there was never an update in sight for it.
There was never they claimed there would be an update and we never got it. And I had enough at that point.
And you have to have bought the phone in the last year to get the $100. But they released some details on that today, but so if you're curious, you can hit me up on Twitter and I'll point you in the right direction. Cuz I'm not going to explain it.
Yep.
Email
us.
Yeah. There you go.
fans@bleedgeek.com. Like that little plug?
That's good.
Thanks. So, should we talk about... Have you heard of Amazon? Have you ever used them before? Fowler, have you ever used Amazon? Like, legitly?
Is that a real question for him?
Beyond purchasing stuff?
Yeah.
Have you ever purchased things from Amazon?
Yes.
Do you regularly purchase things from Amazon?
Would you like to? Because we can share our Prime membership with you for the shipping.
I do. I mean, I don't buy with regularity like you guys do. Like,
you should. There's a lot of stuff on there that's cheaper, and free 2-day shipping
and no tax.
Yep.
Except
taking
for
it to the government.
Except for California.
Well, yeah, there's a few other states, but
10% in California
for tax.
10% for tax.
Because ours is 7.5%.
I know, but.
It'll be coming here soon.
Amazon is?
Everywhere.
Tax?
Online taxes, yeah.
No, it's not.
Eventually. Give it a few years, though.
It's not coming.
I just talk that it's coming soon.
Well,
they
I'm
going to
do you,
it
have you ever? Do you know how fast our government works?
Well, yes. But this is our government wanting money.
Fowler doesn't... Why are we talking to him about tech stuff right now?
He's not. We're talking to him about politics right now.
Politics?
Taxes.
Let's not talk about politics.
Because you're sad because you're missing Obama's talking right now?
Yeah. I'm burnt out. Last week, him accepting his...
Last week we missed Romney and Yeah, it was funny because that was last Thursday.
And the whole world cried.
So anyway, why did you ask him about Amazon?
Just because I think they're cool. Just got two boxes from them. Got nice. Me some Portal 2 coaster, or yeah, Portal 2 coasters. They're technically two.
Yeah, so they had the goo.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you get? Some movies?
Yep, a couple CDs, a couple movies.
He actually bought a physical digital
it was cheaper.
Compact disc.
It was cheaper.
You know,
and now I can rip it to whatever I want. I can do FLAC if I want.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Full loss. Wait, no, I don't remember what FLAC stands for.
Full audio.
It's FL.
Full. Flawless. Legitimate audio apprenticeship. Champion.
Nice. I think that's right. Sounds right.
For the win.
No, they had a nice display today.
They came AKA out swinging.
A little, yeah, they totally did.
We put there was rumors last night that they would announce a phone.
Jeff Bezos? Bezos?
Bezos.
Bezos.
Spoiler alert, there was no phone.
There was, yeah. I was kind of hoping that Amazon, so they did a
I think it would be
an announcement today. They're coming out with a bunch of new stuff. I was really pulling for a new phone. No new phone. As Mike said, spoiler alert. I think it would be curious. I would be very curious.
I think they would sell phones.
I agree. I mean, I know Josh said blah, 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 basically, but Amazon,
They will. It's still very, very rumored that they will, just not today.
So they were, their announcement was, what, hour and a half long?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, because it started at 12:30 and ended at...
And you think of, like, Apple, Google, and all of the other people, like, that do big press releases, and it's like, they have tons of people coming up and doing stuff. Bezos was up there the entire time.
He's a champion.
He did the entire thing. He did the demos, he talked, he...
Does
that not just give you kind of, like, a warm feeling about Amazon? Like, he is sort of not taking responsibility, but he's like...
I think if you go back to the beginning of our podcast, you'll find that I've always been pushing for Amazon.
I know. No, I agree. As of, like, I think they do awesome things. They've changed the internet market
all
entirely.
Because he was going to sell books out of his garage. That's how it started.
Not just the internet market now. Look at what they've done to brick-and-mortar stores.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah.
They're taking down Walmarts and Targets. But, yeah, so Jeff Bezos got up there, did his hour and a half spiel himself.
Yeah.
Rocked it down.
Totally. I was sad that I didn't get to actually watch it live. I only watched
it's up
live
now.
Feed.
The video is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check it out.
But do you want to kick it off? Are you going to? Well, they started out with the Kindles.
Never heard of them.
It's funny. They actually ran a commercial with the new products in it last night during the Cowboys-Giants game. And I saw it, and me and Randy talked about it last night. I was like, did that really happen? And then today...
I got home, I looked it up, and I was like, that's definitely not normal.
Right.
And, like, well, you could tell, like, even the bezel was different, and
right.
I was like...
Right, that's what... Right.
WTF. And it's like, so that's what... Yeah.
One of the few times I wished I had DVR to go back and watch it again. I was like, did I really just see new Kindles on the stat? Like, I don't think a lot of people would really notice...
Unless you had a Kindle, the average person would be like, whatever.
Right.
But.
So they announced a new Kindle with, they call it Page White. Is that what they call it? White Page.
Wipe.
Page White. Are you looking at it right now? It's right there.
That's the
isn't
Avalanche
it?
Right there.
The Avalanche.
Paper White.
Paper White. So they're calling it Paper White. It's a backlit, but.
I like Page White better.
Because it makes
Continue.
Sense. So they announced a regular version, then a 3G version. I believe it's 119. Is that what am I going to call me out there? Is that what it is? 119 and 179?
Four.
The Paperwhite, the 3G
yes.
and the...
Yes, yep. 120 and 180.
Yeah, so... and they have updated the software, so... They've updated the software, so it's got much better contrast. I think they got up to 212 pixels per inch.
I didn't catch the eye for it. I could look.
Which
it up,
is but... pretty high for. I mean, especially since it's all text. That's very. It's very good. They fixed the contrast, the white light. They're claiming. I think 8 weeks is their claim for battery life, which seems ridiculous, but my Kindle currently lasts forever, so I assume that that's true.
It's especially
they said that's with the light on the whole, like all the time.
Damn.
Yeah.
How can you not smile about what Amazon is doing?
Like, right. That's crazy. Okay, so they did that, and then they announced they're going to have X-ray, they're calling it, for books. So you can kind of look through and like pick out a name and see how many times that character pops up in a book and what pages it's on, and it's like all this stuff. It's kind of like a glossary, basically, but they're calling it X-ray. So they have those two, and then they're keeping the original Kindle around, or the current Kindle. The lowest model right now is $79. They're dropping it to $69.
Is that ridiculous or what?
Well, I don't even think that's the most ridiculous part. We'll get to the most ridiculous part.
We're getting there. But like, if you're looking, like, if you have somebody, honestly, that enjoys reading, and you're looking to get them a birthday present, $70 is $70, and you got an e-reader that lasts three months, basically.
And part of the reason they're so low is because they're all coming preloaded with this. They call them special offers now, which basically your screensaver is ads. And you can get rid of that. But I think it used to be 25, but I think secretly they just dropped it to 20, and I don't know if anyone noticed that. But
no, I didn't catch that.
But they didn't talk about it, but just looking at the prices on their website afterwards, I'm like, oh, they switched it. But neither here nor there, really. But honestly, I don't care about the ads, and I've actually used a few of them. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll check that out.
Are they targeted ads?
So they're local, at the very least. Oh, they're nice. So Minneapolis-based. And I don't know if that's partial. I don't know if it's because they already know my email, and I actually do sign up for their ads regularly. Like, I get Amazon deals sent to me every day in my email. But either way.
Amazon rocks.
Yeah, and then, okay, so
Let's keep going.
And then they announced an updated Kindle Fire with, was it just a better processor?
Yep.
And I don't think the hardware is really changing. They didn't really talk about that. So anyway, the Kindle Fire. And they're dropping the price on that too. Is it $169?
Yes, $169.
Which, that is crazy to me.
They just did a solid uppercut to Google.
Right.
With the Nexus.
Because the Nexuses are $250 or are they $200?
$200 for the 8 gig and $250 for the 16 gig.
Yeah. And I believe the Kindle Fire is 8 gigs. But still, $169, I mean, that's pretty cheap.
And like, I haven't played with Fire before, but if it's as, and they run Android. Did they say
it's a forked version of Android?
Do you know which OS it is? Because I don't think they said.
I think it's Honeycomb.
They are,
but
I mean, so at least they still have all apps.
But it's so far pulled from, the only reason it is Android is so it can run Android apps, essentially, like, because they have their own app, Android app store on Amazon,
right?
And it just is what it is. That's what they have going on. I mean, that's what they do. So it's $169 for that, and then they announced part of the Kindle thing is they're announcing also the publisher book, the Kindle publishing, whatever. So they already had it, but they're pushing it forward so authors can push forward their books, and you get 70% of whatever you make off it, sell it straight to Kindle. You can publish it immediately. You keep all the rights. They don't take any of the rights.
Well, they showed the top
100 sold Kindle books. 24 of them have been through the Kindle publishing, whatever.
That seems crazy to me.
Right. So it's people, and they talked about, and it's funny because I've been recently reading the Stephen King memoirs type book, but like, you know, he got rejected 60 times before he got a book deal. Like, and there's other people, like, I don't remember the other one they listed, but I think it might have been J.K. Rowling, but, you know, these people that, like, keep pushing forward and, you know, they keep going, and it's things like this that help unknown authors get a deal, you know.
Seems to me like the equivalent of like what MySpace did for music in some ways when it.
Well, and even iTunes now you can do it. I think they had, and Google recently made a band page thing. But yes, like that, like MySpace is, gives you somewhere to put your music for anyone to, without having to have a record label or, in this case, a publishing company.
Or which sometimes leads to that step.
Right. You know, maybe you get signed later. And then they announced Serials, which I was a little more confused on it, but it's like a...
I didn't catch that.
It's like a mini, like a... Kind of like a journal, where like you buy it for $1.99 and then you just get a new one every month. Which was a weirder thing. They didn't spend much time on that, but... Neither here nor there. Then they announced a better Kindle, the Kindle Fire HD, which will be priced at $199 for a 16 gig, and apparently $249 for a 32 gig, which has got a much nicer display. It's got a front-facing camera, because I believe the original Fire has no camera and no speaker. It has a headphone jack, but no speaker.
Correct.
So this one now has... But it now has a front-facing camera, and I don't think it had a back one, but, and then it has speakers now, and then it has a, and he went on about how, you know, since you have things in HD, you need more memory, and that's why they're putting it at 16 gigs for $199, which is a crazy deal in and of itself. That's for the 7-inch. They also announced that they're going to launch a 8.9-inch version, which has... You know, the audio, and then they were 16 gigs for $299, 32 gigs for $369. They announced, what is it called? So then they announced audiobooks as well as regular books. And then they announced a thing where it's like integrates them so you can have it read to you while you're reading it, and it highlights where you're reading. And it syncs it, and somehow, like, that's supposed to be way better for your intake. I don't know what to call it besides intake.
Yeah, somehow it's...
But syncs. It makes sense, because then you hear it, and you're reading it, and that's supposed to help retain information and make you a better person.
Amazon's just freaking crazy.
And then they announced X-Ray for movies as well, that you watch, because they own IMDb. Amazon does, in case you didn't know.
Little tidbit factoid for you. Free peeps
and so you can click on a movie you're watching, it'll bring up whoever's on the screen. You can see, like, they kept using the game that, what's that movie? Just came out, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. That's what they kept using as their example. So they brought up Jennifer Lawrence. They showed, like, these are what the other movies she's in. These are the other people in the Hunger Games. Do you want to check it out? And you can follow it through. I mean, that's kind of cool. It's funny because it was rumored, or maybe Hulu did do that for a very short time, and it just kind of disappeared. No one... Like, you could click on it on your screen on their faces. They're like, who is that guy? Yeah. Did it ever happen, or was it just rumored? And then nobody cared.
I don't remember, because I used to use Hulu all the time, but I don't really use it anymore. But I don't remember it ever showing up. But I know they've been trying to do that with, like, interactive Blu-rays and stuff as well, which I don't know. Like,
It just works so much better for Amazon, seeing as how they own IMDb, that they could just be like, ha ha ha, slip this in here.
Ha ha ha.
And they reduce the glare, supposedly, on the Kindles as well by 25% or something, they claim. They also went
and
on...
page flipping, they increase the speed by 12% or some stuff. And I just laughed. I'm like...
Well, I do get mad sometimes when my pages don't flip fast enough. No, I'm
just kidding. It was good. It made me laugh, though.
They also... They're also toting the fastest Wi-Fi by having dual band, two antennas in it, one on each side, so no matter where your hands are, you're not covering it. Saying like they're like 50% faster than both the Nexus and the iPad. And then they went on to talk about, I feel like there's something else, but they went on to talk about $499 is a popular price point for... tablets, so what could we do for that? And they're like, oh, we could build a whole house for that. Ha ha ha, laughing, whatever. They're funny.
That's what they do.
But they're like, well, we could double the space, so we could give you 32 gigs, but that's not enough. What do people really want? And they're like, we could give you 4G LTE. So, for 4G, you could get a Kindle Fire HD 8.9-inch display for $499 with 4G LTE. And on top of that, instead of having to sign up for a subscription and pay $30 a month, they're going to sell you the 4G connection with 250 megabits a month, which really doesn't seem like a lot in my opinion, for $49.99 for a year. 12 months, and you get 20 gigs of additional cloud storage and a $10 Amazon App Store credit.
That's freaking crazy.
So then they had their chart that the iPad at that range would cost you like $1,000 for a year, like based on the plan and stuff, and that the Kindle Fire was only $550. Although 250 megabits a month, what happens when you hit your cap? Do they just shut your internet off till the end of the month? They never said.
Maybe they'll be cool like T-Mobile and be like, hey man,
just, we'll slow, just slow it down. I don't know.
That was my Dazed and Confused.
I get it.
All right.
So 250 though, I mean, and the fact that they're trying to sell it as their whole thing was you need an more room for, because HD content takes up a lot more space. You'd think they would have maybe, I mean, do you think 250, do you think that's kind of small? 250 megs a month?
Yes and no. I mean, like,
it depends on how hardcore you are with it.
But it depends on, because I feel like they're at the point where, like, most people, maybe. I don't know. It
depends on how tech-savvy you are.
For $50, it's like,
a deal.
It's hard to complain about that, because that's...
But I wonder, though, right, you're saying that it's a good deal.
It's, in the end, I mean, it's not a lot of, that's not a lot of traffic, but if you're doing basic web surfing, and I don't think you'll hit your cap. Sorry.
No, I was just wondering, do you think they're going to offer something more? Or do you think that's all you can get? Like, do you think they're going to offer, like, a $100 plan and you can get...
Yeah, I don't think this is all we'll hear from them.
The other thing is, I know for their Kindles, when they had the WhisperSync 3G, which they've had forever.
WhisperSync.
There was something else that they had.
There was something with the games.
Oh, they're syncing all your games up. That's what they're doing.
And it's like, whatever.
That's old news. Yeah. Welcome to the party. but... I don't even remember what I said. Oh, but they used AT&T. And I know that was like a... That's just like baked into the price of the device.
Baked in?
Well, what do you want me to call it? Built in?
I like it. I like it. Let's roll with it.
So, I wonder is if they're doing it through AT&T, which obviously has a much smaller 4G network than Verizon right now. Although they announced 6 more cities today and a bunch more by the end of the year. Minneapolis being one of them, in case you were curious. But in general, like, if it's through AT&T, I still think, I mean, you'll get fast internet, especially because they have the HSPA Plus. 4G is a loaded term, but something to think about anyway. I don't know. It is cool, though, and it's insane for the price they're doing it. I can only assume that they're eating a huge part of the cost. What?
Oh, nothing. No, totally. Like, I couldn't believe when I heard, like, they literally came out of the gates swinging with this entire announcement. So it's hard, yeah.
It's very good pricing, and Jeff Bezos said on stage, we don't want you to have to pay for our devices, or we don't want to make money on our devices. We want to make money when you use our devices. The whole point for you is for you to buy more Amazon things. To buy movies from them, to buy TV shows, to buy books, to buy games, and they're taking a cut in everything. Which is what Apple does, too, except for they still charge more for their devices, well, so they're making money in both ends.
That's what I was going to say. It's like...
But if you look at revenues, that's why Amazon only makes a 0.1% more, you know, like,
revenue. And that's okay. They know they don't need to make that much money.
Well, eventually, I think the shareholders are going to want more, but right now it doesn't seem to be an issue.
No, and I don't know
who... Maybe they know what they signed on for, I guess.
Right. And that's what I enjoy about them. I mean, like I was just gonna do my plug again. Like, seriously, like, there's almost no reason anymore to not have Prime. It's $80 for a year.
And if you have... free
to, like, I have been, like, it
what
takes...
What is your email address?
Are you gonna hook them up?
No, but if your email address ends in .edu, you can get a student one for half price.
True.
Oh, I do have a knee to you.
That's why I wondered, just thought of it, but...
But it's like, for like, I had to train myself, sort of, to, like, think I need to check Amazon first. So, like, I, like, tons of household
stuff. Well, I go to Target and scan things with the Amazon app. That's what I... Like, it just scanned the barcode and it brings it up. I look at the price there, I look at the price on my phone, I add it to my cart, I'll buy it later.
Fair enough. But it's like...
But once you get used to it, like you're saying, you know...
It's like, once you do that, and then with my Roku, it ties right into my Amazon account, log in, and Amazon just picked up Epic's, Epic's NBC. Movie, I don't know what they're called, like a movie place, movie...
Yeah, it's Giant. It's Epic's, but it's they have Lionsgate, I think. They have a few.
I just think they have Paramount.
They got the Hunger Games, which is why they're pushing it so much. They're gonna get the Avengers, like stuff like that. And Epic's is already has a deal with Netflix, so all those things are coming to Netflix as well. But they were exclusive to Netflix for a long time,
right?
And now they've opened to both so Amazon and something else, maybe one of the cable companies, but.
So that's huge, and then they brought in NBC as well. So, like, they're, and I had, when they came out with, when they started the whole press release today, they had put up a letter from one, like, just a Amazon shopper. And it's like, hey, I just wanted to say, you know, like, thanks for doing what you guys do. Like, you're bringing in all this new, like, I only got... Amazon Prime for the shipping, and that was working out awesome for me. Now I have all of this streaming options, and the price hasn't changed. Like, it's $80, 12 it's, months. It's what's funny. That, what's that translate to? Like,
for 12.
12 into...
Well, 96 is... 10,
right. Is eight.
So less than...
So it's like 7-something a month.
Right.
You can spare 7-something a month, everybody.
I mean, even if you shop that much, you're going to spend that much on taxes anyway.
Look at across the courtyard.
I can't see straight across, but I think.
You see the cat in the window standing up, crawling on the screen?
Oh.
But I like that the guy said, like, you know, every time I see that white letter sitting on the homepage, when you go to Amazon, they always put, like, a little, it's basically like a parchment scroll thing, and then it's, like, signed by Jeff Bezos at the bottom, and it's like, hey, this is what we added today. Have fun.
Yep. It's like,
and it is. It's nice. I always see it before it's there. But still, I mean, for other people, it's nice to see that and go, oh, nice, something more added for my money that, you know, I'm not getting charged for. So
yeah,
and I have to assume they do actually honestly get tons of emails like that.
Oh, I would. I mean, for sure believe that
the Kindle library, the video, the music. I mean, it's all there.
So, go frickin' Amazon.
Indeed.
That's what I'd like to go out on. Unless you have more about
nope,
it.
Nope, that's all I got. Check it out. If you're looking for a Kindle, no better time to buy. Are you going to get one, Randy? Did you think about...
I'm going to play with the Kindle app, because for whatever reason I'm an idiot and didn't have it.
Oh, nice.
I'll be honest.
I could hook you up. I got a lot of books.
Do you? I want to see what the checkout is all about.
What do you mean, the checkout?
You can check out books.
Oh, the Prime lending.
Yep.
I don't know if you can do that on your app.
No?
You have to do it. Maybe you can. No, maybe you can.
I want to play around with it a little bit, see what it's all about.
The cloud reader they have, you cannot, because like a lot of the books I have are in a different format than what the Kindle format, because Kindle has its own... native format that's different, no one else uses it. So it also reads Mobi, which is more of an open source format, and if you do Mobi, then you can't read it on the cloud reader, so that's when things get weird. But if you don't ever plan to use the cloud reader on your desktop, then you're fine, because it works on the apps. Neither here nor there.
So, is it okay to say go Amazon?
Yeah.
Alright, go Amazon. Go Jeff Bezos. It still impresses me that he stood out there the entire time.
Pretty good.
Like, it's awesome.
I'd sent you that link earlier with all the tweets from the industry about it, and like,
yeah, that was
one
really
person
cool.
Pointed it out that, like, you know, Steve Jobs never even did that. He had people come do demos, and he'd always talk for a little bit past the torch. I mean, and he was the
and not, I mean, whatever, but it was cool to see, though. It was very cool. So go Amazon.
Do you have any other tech newsy stuff you want to talk about?
Google Drive for iOS is getting an update.
They accidentally leaked it.
Yep. You can now update. Not yet, but.
Not yet. It's coming soon. You know what my favorite part about that story is?
What's that?
I don't remember if it was The Verge or maybe it was All Things D that found it or TechCrunch. But whoever found the leak originally, they sent Google a message saying, hey, we saw this. Do you have an official statement? And their response was, oh, yeah, our bad. You weren't supposed to see that yet. Like, that was actually their response. Like just bucked up to it and said, hey, we did that a little early. Whoopsies.
Go Google.
Like, got us. So there will be an update to iOS allowing you to edit your apps in Google Drive, which will be awesome.
Which, that's crazy. I didn't know you guys couldn't do that. Yeah. I've had that shit forever.
I think you do on Jelly Bean, but I'm not sure if it...
No, I had that on your phone. I had it on... I even had that on my Click.
No, you could edit the docs, but not inside the Google Drive app. Like, I could go to Safari
In docs. I gotcha.
But in the Drive app itself.
Oh, in Google Docs, I could.
Right.
Did you and have there, access to Google Docs?
There's, you could do app? It on Safari. There's not a...
there wasn't a Docs
There's
app.
Not a Google app for it. There's a lot of third-party apps that allow gotcha. You to use it, but there's not a actual Google app.
And I did lie. I did have one more bit of... It's a little pun right there. A little bit of hacker news. Bitcoin. Did you hear about them?
Someone stole like $25,000.
Or $250,000.
$250,000. Yeah. I knew it was
in Bitcoin. And the owner doesn't...
So they shut down the trading floor?
They shut down the trading floor, and they shut down all transactions within Bitcoin. And the owners, they're working on patching the security flaw. But... They're at a crossroad. The guy doesn't want to see it shut down, but they...
He's essentially being held hostage.
Yeah. And I saw... The other thing I saw was somebody had... Maybe it's the same group. Like, they have Romney's tax returns.
And they want $1 million in Bitcoins.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
Which aren't going to be any good if you guys keep effing around.
Seriously.
They're going to shut it down, and then you're not going to have anything.
They just need to shut it down.
Think about what you're doing.
Pull the plug. Nobody wants it. It's a cool idea in theory, but...
There does need to be that disruption, but it still isn't fixed as to how it'll work yet, and that's the issue. Yep. Like, no one solved the problem. They're trying, and I applaud them for making the effort. But it's a tough egg to crack, if you will. They're not making any omelets yet.
They're scrambling only.
Yeah.
That's another pun right there. I'm full of them. Pow! All right. That's all I got.
We want to move on to movie news.
Movies, yes. We've reached the kind of a dull part of the year.
Yeah, right.
No.
Here.
I'm just kidding. Go for it.
Go.
I'm Go. Always sad when the summer season ends. And even August is kind of a...
Meh.
Lackluster.
Not lackluster. I mean, it's...
I just like that word today. I don't know why.
I think the studios have gotten better at, like, spreading out their movies a bit. Like, whereas August used to just be kind of... A crappier month. You know, now you still had a couple big releases. Born Legacy, Expendables 2. Both
some
very solid
good. Action movies.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
I was trying to think if there nothing was anything was gonna else like, that really came out in August that I cared about anyway.
Those are the two I saw.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw The Dark Knight in August, but...
But when it's your third time seeing it,
right.
You can no still one's count judging. It as a July film. Yeah, so now we're moving into September, and...
I think there's the lull before, I think, like, the holidays is yeah. the next big season, like Thanksgiving.
You know, like, I think this is a good time of year if you're a horror fan. Seems to be late August through October. There seems to be...
Like how there's a Saw kind movie of a, every Halloween somehow?
We've talked about it before. There, it's just intelligent marketing on their behalf.
Right.
Paranormal Activity movies as well.
Is, Did Paranorman ever come out? Did that come out?
Yeah, that
out?
Came out in August. Yeah.
Did it do well? I feel like there's a lot of build-up for a movie that I don't even remember coming out.
It got good reviews on the sites that I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get around to seeing it. It's definitely one that I'll check out come, you know, Redbox.
Right. You don't care? What about Frankenweenie? Is that yet to come?
That comes out in
October, probably.
Early October, yeah.
That makes sense.
it's based on a Tim Burton short, right. So I don't know how it's going to get, like, fleshed out into a full-length feature. Because I've seen the short. Short's entertaining. It's cute.
Right.
But, you know, like...
How are they going to make it an hour and a half?
The last trailer I saw had me a little worried. It looks like they're just kind of...
winging it?
Pulling some random stuff out and...
hoping for the best.
Yeah, so... it'll be interesting to see, because... I mean, Burton's movies haven't done bad financially, but I don't think he's had the critical response that maybe he's gotten in the past.
You're saying it's no Nightmare Before Christmas? Did Tim Burton do that? Yeah.
He wrote that one. He didn't direct it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
Ed Wood.
Ed Wood is fantastic.
That's you always bring it up. That's why I have
it's his masterpiece.
Billy Madison's my go-to really. Movie.
So, I mean, the ones that I am intrigued by this month is Dredd, the Judge Dredd movie coming out.
Remake? Reboot?
Well, not so much a remake. I guess you could call it a reboot. I mean, because it... you know, their big claim all along through production has been, like, how this is going to stay true to the source material.
Everybody says that.
You know, whereas the other one...
was whatever they wanted it to be, because...
it was a Stallone flick.
He does what he wants. And sell tickets.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, I guess, like, in the comics, I haven't, you know, explored Judge Dredd comics much, but the character never removes his helmet. So I guess, like, a lot of people are automatically pissed off that...
but he had to see Stallone.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of going to see the movie, right?
Will I honestly be buying the original Judge Dredd when it comes out on Blu-ray this month? Yes. Because that movie is so awesomely bad and just... I love it. It's a terrible movie, but great at the same time.
No?
Never saw it.
I don't think I've seen the entirety of it. I've seen lots of bits and pieces of it. I feel like it's on TV a lot. Like TBS or something.
I know back in the day it was quite frequently. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Because when I upgraded to high def and all that, that Blu-ray, or that DVD did not play well.
Right. Because it's old.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I found that some, like, old Disney and Touchstone, Hollywood Pictures, all those, some of their early releases, even though it says widescreen, it was widescreen for a small TV, and when you put it into a widescreen TV... you had now black bars on the top and the bottom.
And on the sides.
And on the sides.
That's always annoying.
Which was frustrating, so I immediately sold it off. But yeah, I mean, that's really the main one that I'm thinking I will personally go see.
Yeah, right. Looper comes out September 28th.
That is right. I was thinking that was October. Looper.
September 28th.
That's right. That is at the end of the month.
That's what I'm pumped for.
That does look very good. I was really thinking that was an October one.
If you don't know, Looper is about... A guy that kills people that are sent to the past by a mob, essentially. And then one of the guys that gets sent back is his future self. But it seems super awesome.
Yeah.
The previews look awesome. I can't wait. Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that how you say
his? Love it.
Love it.
I'm not sold on his, like, facial prosthetics. Because
they have to look similar.
But he doesn't look Bruce Willis to me. He doesn't look anything. Like, he just... it's got kind of a weird look.
I feel like he's in a lot of movies right now.
He's in a ton of movies.
But he's such a good actor. That doesn't matter.
I think he's fantastic.
He's kind of like a...
he can do a lot of stuff.
A young Brad
Pitt.
He's
a versatile.
He's like Brad Pitt. I feel like Brad Pitt's very... he could do anything. No? You don't agree?
Not anymore.
Who else is a good, like... you think of really good actors? Leonardo DiCaprio?
DiCaprio, I would put him in that list.
Edward Norton. I like Edward Norton a lot.
I like Edward Norton, but I feel like he's just better as that.
He's actually not in that many movies, though. Like, I looked at his filmography, and I was like, there's not... I've seen almost all of them, but... which is...
he might just be more picky in his, you know, selections
right.
and stuff like
he
that.
He does a lot of charity stuff.
I mean, because, like, last month we had...
the Moonrise
Premium
Kingdom.
Rush. Or are we talking... well, for Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the... Premium
Dark
Rush.
Dark Knight, Premium Rush, and but now like, Looper, like, month after month after month.
But, like, Premium Rush looked like it was a paycheck.
Did it just come out just, like, last week or something? I feel like it just...
2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
It looked like it could go really both ways, like, but you have to...
It's a Redbox movie, is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Would you add Robert Downey Jr.?
I do like him a lot. Because
I think
he is awesome.
Like, he is...
But I don't think he's as versatile, though. Like... He plays his parts really well.
He's found his niche again.
Yeah, like he plays this like similar roles.
Maybe it's
no.
just me. Like because I feel
he
like
he is really good.
I feel like if he was given a like because he's got like he's really good in the action. Like I go back to like the Iron Mans.
Yeah,
and like he pulls that role so well. Like it'd be, I think it'd be fun
he's
to
good,
see him
smart
in a
smart ass. Is
yeah.
what he is.
Like, it'd be fun to see him in a serious role though, like a legit. Chaplin. I think he can pull it off.
Huh?
Chaplin.
I've never seen that.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's not really serious.
But, no,
but
it's a fantastic
it's awesome.
Movie.
One person who we haven't seen in a lot of movies lately, just because of his age, I would say, like Christopher Walken, I would put him in a
he has been
extremely
in a
versatile
shit ton of movies, but not as many recently, right?
Right.
But he is.
But he's got like he's had every type of role.
Yep.
I mean, he's been from
you go back to like Deer Hunter, yeah.
So.
To
plus,
his
it's
role
funny
in the
as
rundown.
Hell.
Yeah, to
or Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
I forgot he was in that movie.
That's right.
When does Seven Psychopaths? Is that what it's called?
Seven Psychopaths.
When does that come out?
I don't
October,
remember.
November, something.
It's,
like that.
Yeah,
is it later?
Like things pick up
right.
in October.
I was just trying to remember. All I know is that Looper comes out on the 28th.
I'm
really, pumped for
that.
That
one had slipped by. I was thinking that one was a October release in my mind.
Let's see if I can.
I thought
October.
It came out earlier in September.
Oh,
I was kinda
maybe we'll do that for my birthday. Release date of November 2nd.
What? Seven Psychopaths.
Seven Psychopaths. That'd be a fun midnight show.
So the week after. We'll have to hit up. No, well, it's fine. I'm just saying. Because Looper comes out the week before that.
Gotcha. Oh,
the
so 28th. I might be seeing two movies in a row.
Yeah, but you'll be... Well, you're not going to San Francisco until later, right?
Yep. After...
Like the 8th, 7th or something.
It's just a crazy... Because it's like... And then it'll be movie, San Francisco, Call of Duty. I don't even know what I'm going to do with my life.
I think you just told us what you're going to do with your life.
Oh, jeez.
Now everybody knows.
Cool story, bro. I'll tell it again.
So,
yeah, so it's...
Yeah, I could not tell you one other movie coming out this month.
I mean, there's a few others, but again, it's nothing that I'm like, oh, I got to get out and see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one I've been seeing trailers for a while is End of Watch, the one with Michael Peña and Jake Gyllenhaal. I really dislike the style of filmmaking of the trailer. It's like this... It almost looks like a found footage movie, but it's like police officers in L.A. fighting drug
like
dealers.
Not Chronicle, like
well, yeah, but it's,
Area 13.
I think
51,
you're thinking Cloverfield, and Chronicle is the same thing.
What?
Did you say Cloverfield?
Yeah, that's a movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Is it?
Case
but it's
curious.
Like, or like there's a news crew flying. It just looks kind of weird.
Weird, yeah. But
you know, I'm not.
Jake Gyllenhaal's a pretty good actor, though.
Aside from Prince of Persia.
I never
sucked.
Saw it. Was he bad in it, though, or did the movie
everything
just suck?
Everything about that movie was bad.
Everything?
Yeah. That was a crappy movie.
But the game's cool.
Games were good. Especially the old one.
Yeah. I like turning back time.
You need a windy watch, and you can do it really easy.
So, yeah. I'm not all gung-ho
feel like
for...
whatever about movies this week?
Yep. Yeah. Blu-ray this month, though, you get The Avengers coming out.
Whoa.
Which I'm ecstatic for to watch again.
Snow White and the Huntsman, you're probably going to go pick that up at midnight.
I'll Redbox it. I never saw it.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I've heard, I had some people that hated
it.
It
looked awesome, but the movie was meh.
And I've heard some people thought it was okay. And then the other one that I'm really, really excited for would be the Indiana Jones series on Blu-ray.
Are they?
Whereas I know you're like the Star Wars guy.
No, I like
that
Indiana
was like
Jones
my go-to
too.
Series as a kid.
Are they re-releasing them in theaters too?
Yes, there's the week prior to release.
Is
Raiders
it...
will be playing on IMAX, and then that Saturday they'll be doing, you know, at select theaters all four in a row.
And by four, you mean you'll stay for the three and then leave.
I do not
I was
dislike.
Just I never even saw the
Kingdom
third
of the
one.
Crystal
the fourth one, I mean.
Skull.
Ugh.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
If you
enjoyed
two things from it, I thought it was
a great movie.
It's
one of those things, Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf swinging through trees with monkeys to catch up to some jeeps driving through the jungle.
Yeah, there is the spoiler alert. Is it a spoiler alert?
No, it's Harrison Ford hiding in a refrigerator to avoid getting nuked.
I thought the ending was what people hated.
No, what people hated was that there was aliens in it.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I didn't know if that was the ending. I just wasn't going to say it because...
I think but at this point...
If you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not going to see it.
Yeah. And if you're complaining about having it spoiled for you, too bad. But yeah.
I
will be going to see Raiders in IMAX.
At the zoo?
With the monkeys?
Well, I do have that IMAX card now. If I go,
you got to fill that up.
Yeah, I fill that up. I could do that. Skyfall in November, Hobbit in December.
Is the Hobbit... Okay, so we saw The Dark Knight Rises in the IMAX.
Yeah.
And now that was my first real theatrical movie in an IMAX. Was it for...
No.
You've seen others.
Yeah.
Like, is the Hobbit going to be all in IMAX? Like, because with The Dark Knight, they had some that were in IMAX video and some that weren't.
I have not heard that anything was filmed with the IMAX camera.
So, it's the same, just bigger then.
Yeah.
Like with you know what I mean though?
Like the film for an IMAX movie is different. It's
because it's full screen again, I think.
But even just it's the level of detail in it too. Like
it's like 4K.
And that was the adjustment for me watching The Dark Knight was when you would go to the true IMAX shot stuff, it was so crisp and clear.
It was insane.
And then when it would shrink back down to the normal format, the clarity, while still good.
Why don't they just shoot the whole movie in IMAX then?
The expense and the cameras are kind of cumbersome and difficult to use.
So they used it for a lot of the big outside stuff where they had large shots, but a lot of the darker inside, small
like,
area.
It seems
type
very
stuff.
Trivial.
Like you're not able to get the same type of camera moves like the quick movie. Like Michael Bay would struggle to make a movie using an IMAX camera because of the fact that his cameras are always moving. You're cutting. You think of the things that you would see on an IMAX.
Maybe
like
they should
growing
let me
off,
film
if you
this
went to
crap.
If you went to the museum, like with the school group, it would
movie?
Be like underwater.
I'm going to have to go ahead and throw this out there. I bet IMAX cameras are a little bit spendy.
More than a TriCaster?
I'd
rather have a TriCaster.
I'm going to say...
We're digressing.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's a very expensive camera. So
they look huge.
We'll stick with the Rebel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's not... I don't think it's filmed that way. I mean, the other thing that's interesting with The Hobbit
what
right
about
now
Skyfall?
Is... I have to go online and look up.
You know, there's certain movies that are like, they advertise for the IMAX.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like The Hobbit and Skyfall are coming out on the IMAX.
Mission Impossible did it that way. Like, you know, specific scenes were shot using the IMAX cameras for that.
Have you seen movies at the IMAX at Rosedale?
Yes.
Rosedale Mall? Are they? Was it as good, or do you think?
Oh, nowhere near as good.
The zoo was way better.
Oh yeah.
I know we're kind of on a local base right now, but
well, it's AMC claims to have IMAX screens,
but they're really not that big.
They're not the same as like a true IMAX, but they're also not as expensive as a true IMAX, and they're easier to find than a true IMAX. So that's the positive to them. So if you're looking for some enhancement to it, without maybe driving half hour, 45 minutes out of the way, it's worth it. But you know,
like,
you,
I'm glad we went inside.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was awesome
it was,
on the IMAX.
I enjoyed it much more on the IMAX. And I think it was partially for like the quality of it.
Right.
And
well, and
partially
the sound,
too. Yeah. And I mentioned last month, I think, that I had an issue when I saw it the first time because the sound in the theater I was at was not great. So.
Your punishment must be more severe.
So, yeah, I think that kind of wraps it up for the movie section.
So if you take away anything from this, it is go see Looper. I don't know. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to.
Or
if that's just me.
If you're a comic nerd like me, then Dread.
Yeah, I mean, I do like comics, but Dread was never something I...
Well, I guess mine is more...
I am excited for the Avengers to come out because I do want to see that again. Did you only see that once or did you see it twice?
No, I saw it twice.
Was it just as good the second time?
Yes.
Remember when I forced you to go at midnight? That was funny, huh?
And well worth it. I appreciated that.
How do I make it? So, I don't know if Randy, he could just be left out.
I'll say go Amazon for him.
Okay.
Pretend I'm Randy.
With that, we will be wrapping things up. You can follow us on Facebook. Go check out Matt's reviews at
bleakgeek.com/movies.
There haven't been any recently because there haven't been any real great movies. Maybe he'll write about the Expendables soon. I don't know.
Half ones written for a couple movies, so I'm going to do like a summer roundup of movies that there I saw that I didn't get reviewed. So they'll be just kind of short ones with a score and a couple brief words. I have that about halfway done. Hopefully get that posted Sunday.
But yeah, check that out. The football season is upon us, so there will be a podcast up tomorrow on Friday from The Point After Attempt. You can go listen to that and follow them on Facebook, like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter.
And we'll be podcasting weekly on Thursdays, around 7 Central Time.
Yeah, around then. And you can follow us, Bleed Geek, on Facebook, like us, I guess, at facebook.com/bleedgeek. Follow us on Twitter at BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek. Follow us on Tumblr, BleedGeek.tumblr.com. And yeah, email us, fans@BleedGeek.com, or give us a call, 406-794-3357.
406-79-GEEKS.
That's correct. You can follow us all individually on Twitter as well. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall. Two L's.
At Fowler FF, but don't bother.
Hey, shut up. Shut up.
And you can always follow Josh, who also doesn't ever do anything, at the Nyman. With that, I will thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And have a good night.
Go Amazon.